Much better.
The mics need to be on.
Probably, yes.
That would probably be helpful. Welcome to another episode of the Send Help Podcast.
Hello.
We are in our new space.
We are.
Surrounded by my random fucking belongings.
It's fine. You're getting there.
It's slowly but surely getting there. So we're in our new podcast space. We're not in the car. So the car idea was a really good idea. I do apologize. It kind of sounded like we were in like a wind tunnel.
Yeah, I was wondering how that was gonna go. But
even like after I tried to edit it, because like I'm not like a super profesh at that. We still slightly sounded like we were going through a wind tunnel. So I don't know. We'll figure it out because it was fun.
It was fun. You know, couldn't really use turn signals or anything, but it's okay.
I think one of the funniest things you ever said to me was that time that I think we were out after like, or during quarantine.
Yes.
And you're like, do you ever just like forget how to drive?
I do remember this. We were going to pick up food.
And
I was trying to cross like two streets of traffic.
And it was very traumatic.
It was traumatic. And I'm just like, I can't do it. How do I do this?
And I'm like, are you okay? Like, are you well? Do we need to switch?
Yeah, that was not a good time.
It was not, but we made it.
We did make it. And it was just like getting across that like traffic there.
Yeah, those one-way streets. Like it's... Altoona, I feel like, is famous for stupid fucking one-way streets.
They are. Doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. And it doesn't make sense there. Like, why can't there be two flows of traffic happening?
I don't know. And I don't know why I have such a hard time. I, like, cannot get around in Altoona. I can't.
It still confuses me. And I feel like we both lived there.
I know. I just...
I currently live there now.
I can't do it. I don't know. Someone tells me, oh, can you get to this street? No, because I don't fucking know streets. I don't know streets. I get confused on one ways and I get lost very easily.
And I love when people say like, it's on this side of the railroad tracks. And I'm like, but that doesn't make sense to me. Like, have you ever heard anyone say that to you? They'll be like, oh, well, it's like the newer streets or like the older streets because of like the sides of like the railroad tracks. I'm like, no. I don't know what the fuck you're saying to me.
No, that does not.
Because it doesn't make sense. There's railroad tracks everywhere.
I don't know. I use a GPS.
I remember this one time. I don't know why I'm thinking about this right now, but we got fireworks, and this was years and years ago. And I remember we went into the shadiest part of Altoona.
Love that.
And like that's kind of how Altoona is. So if you've never been, I mean, God bless. But if you've never been, it's kind of like, you have one street that's really nice with nice houses. Yes. And then you have a street right beside it that could literally be just like trash.
Yeah.
There's not nice or not nice neighborhoods. It's like it's by streets almost. It's so weird.
Basically.
So I remember we were buying fireworks and that was when fireworks were illegal.
Mm.
And Jeremy took us to the shadiest part of Altoona I've ever been in. And that's my stepdad. In my entire life. And we bought them out of the trunk of somebody's car.
I think I also have a memory of my parents doing the same thing.
So maybe we've all done that. Like maybe that's just like a normal thing.
I think our hookup was in Hollidaysburg.
Oh, nice. So a little bit classier.
A little bit.
Hollidaysburg is classy.
Ish.
Yeah.
There's more classy parts of Hollidaysburg than not.
Yes.
Definitely better than Altoona.
Definitely better than Altoona. And like Hollidaysburg is right beside Duncansville, which is like where I like grew up. Like my younger years, and Duncansville's a little
also street by street.
Yeah, it's definitely a street by street thing. So I love it. Love Central PA.
Same.
It was like a fucking tundra yesterday. I don't know what the hell was going on. Not amused.
Don't know. I leave work and I probably said this before on here, but I fucking hate driving in winter weather. Like I just don't do it. So Ryan texted me. I got off work at 11:15. And he's like, just be careful. There might be like snow squalls. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, it's not bad though. Like, it's fine. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just, you know, casually driving down the highway. And then all of a sudden, like snow starts flying pretty heavy. And I'm like, okay. Like whatever. We can deal with it. Then all of a sudden the road's white. There's a white flying all around me. I literally cannot see. I feel like I'm in like a trance. I'm like, holy fuck.
To a different dimension.
I'm in a different dimension. I'm driving in the middle of the, like, the major fucking highway. And I'm like, what do I do? Like, and it wasn't even that I thought the roads were that bad, but like, I literally could not see. Like, my mind was just like, it just was not like, could not see. So I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, do I like pull over? Like, what do I do? So I'm like, well, I guess I'll just keep trucking. And it was like half my drive home was shit. Snow covered roads, snow flying, can't see a fucking thing. I was like, this is literally a joke.
It's April.
It was a joke. And I got behind this car who, now I drive like a turtle in the snow, but this motherfucker was going even like too slow for me, but like I couldn't see anything on the passing lane. So I'm like, I guess I'm just going to go 20 fucking five on the highway.
It's like a slow parade through the
snow.
It
was a slow parade and I finally passed him and I was like, thank fucking God, because literally 25 on the highway. I was like, that's even too slow for me. So.
Oh, God.
But I made it, and I got home, and Ryan was asleep on the couch, and I was like, yeah, fucking snow squalls? Like, it was a tundra. Like,
yeah.
And he was like, oh, really? And I don't think he believed me. And then my car was, like, covered in ice this morning from, like, the snow flying at it.
Yeah.
And it was so cold overnight, and he was like, oh, my God, I, like, saw your car this morning. I guess it was bad. I was like, yeah.
Yes,
couldn't see anything. Having panic attacks.
Like, why is that happening right now? Like, it's not okay.
I think that was, like, the last, like, really cool day.
I hope so. I can't handle it. I haven't been outside yet, but I'm prepared.
It's cool.
Oh, perfect. I'm prepared in my normal winter homeless attire because.
Very cold.
Love that.
Fucking hate it. Why do I live here?
I don't know. I think that's the first thought in my mind every morning.
Yeah. Yep. I just need warmth.
Same. Well, we have a friend that might be relocating to a warmer climate, so she does. We're going to be paying some visits.
Yes. I think quarterly. 4 times a year sounds really good to me.
I think that sounds perfect. I was going to say every other month, but yes, quarterly works. Especially in the winter.
Yes. Maybe every other month in the winter.
I think that that's definitely acceptable. We'll just find like a really cheap, shitty flight.
Yeah.
And get very... I feel like... We're going to need to be medicated.
Dude, I can't fly. I'll have a panic attack. I will actually have a meltdown.
I can envision myself, like, having to, like, roll you, like, with luggage.
The only time I've ever flown, first of all, it was a little traumatic for me because my parents thought it was a good idea to send me with my crazy neighbor. And it wasn't even, like, a long flight. Like, it was, like, I think we were flying to, like, South Carolina.
How long did you know this neighbor?
I mean, a long time, but she was just, like...
Okay,
that's a story for another day.
Okay.
She was taking me to see her grandkids. She was older, so it wasn't
okay.
And I was younger and I was still terrified of planes because of like 9/11.
Right, traumatic.
And this motherfucker, she like so scatterbrained, like doesn't know where her ID is, like can't find the boarding pass. Like it was just so traumatic. And then they like overbooked the flight and they were like, well, you can get another free flight if you like switch your flight. And she wants to do it because she wants to fly again. And I'm like, ma'am, if you switch the flight, I'm going home. Like I am not getting, like we're not doing this. And it was just like, she was fucking crazy. And it was just a lot. And,
and you haven't flown since.
No.
I've never flown, so I feel like we would be a great pair together. We need a seasoned veteran to go with us, because I feel like if we don't have somebody with some experience, it's not going to be a good scenario for either one of us.
No. At least if we would fly out of, like, State College, it's so small that we could, like, manage, but...
I think we do that first, and then we graduate to something a little bigger.
Maybe.
But my, like, I don't know, like, are they smaller planes?
Yeah.
Because there's like 4 people on this plane.
Okay, not that small.
Okay.
But...
Okay. Because I'm envisioning like, I guess, is it a jet? Are those the ones that are smaller?
Yeah.
Or is it a completely different plane?
I mean, I don't know specifics, but.
I'm just
We're
envisioning.
We're not flying on a private jet.
No, you're not flying on a PJ.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Trying to think of any other life updates that I have.
I have none. I'm just dazed and confused at all times with my new job. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Oops, there goes my phone.
Perfect. Other than like my new job. Oh, and I guess like I moved. So that's kind of a big thing.
That is definitely a life update.
A relocation. I was very, so I didn't update you on my April Fool's joke.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So I bought a plastic lizard from the Dollar Tree because I do appreciate the Dollar Tree. And I planted it in my roommate's like pillows, tail up, so that she'd see the tail and like freak out. So it's nothing harmful. It's just something fun. I was like, she'll see it, maybe scream. It'll be a good laugh. I made a TikTok. I was ready to like film her. This motherfucker didn't see it. She slept with this plastic lizard in her bed. So she didn't even see it. So after like I sent you like the picture of it and stuff, mm-hmm. and I was very proud of myself. She didn't even see it.
What a hoe.
So rude. So rude. So my plan just fell to pieces. Big fail. So now Lenny the lizard lives in our bathroom.
Okay. That's a good spot for him.
Yeah. That's where he's chilling now.
All right.
Good. So apparently I just suck at pranks, but I didn't want to do it. I know how she can be. And I know that I didn't want to do something because the first thing she said to me that morning was, I hope nobody does anything fucking stupid today. And I felt like that was directed towards me. So I didn't want to do anything that could be fucking stupid, harmful. I felt like silly string was probably out of the question.
Yeah.
So big L for Danny.
Yeah. Lenny the lizard took an L.
Dan took a big L. Man.
It happens.
It does happen. I wish that our Dollar Tree, so like you sent me that TikTok of those sunglasses. Yes. They look like designer sunglasses.
They do. I need those oversized ones. Like
they're so cute. Calling my name.
If anyone knows where we can get these trendy ass sunglasses for a dollar from the Dollar Tree, please send us our way. Send them our way.
So there's a Dollar Tree that I've wanted to stop at. I guess it would be Blairsville. Because is that where like the Walmart is? Like when you're kind of like driving towards Pittsburgh. And
oh, yeah.
So there is a Dollar Tree in that plaza. And I wish I would have stopped there. Because it looks big. Like it looks like it has like a lot of stuff. So like, I don't know. We might have to venture there sometime.
Okay.
On my knee day, I stopped at that Walmart. Because I've always wanted to stop there. I like to go to different Walmarts. Each is made differently. They're not all the same.
You're not wrong.
And another TikTok moment. They like those pants that I showed you, like you can put over your bathing suit.
Oh, yeah.
They're so cute. And I haven't been able to find them. So I don't know if they've just come and gone.
Maybe.
But I wanted them and I can't find them anywhere.
Boo.
It's annoying.
Tragedy.
But I did get a snakeskin robe and it's just changed my entire life.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I needed a light summer robe.
I guess so.
You have to have a winter robe and a summer robe. You can't do one robe all the time.
No, you can't.
I would sweat to death. I also don't know why. I think that was one of our delusional Marshalls purchases. Because we not only went once, but we went twice. In Hershey.
Oh, yeah.
I bought that llama robe.
I've bought a robe also, I think. But I don't know what happened to it. I have a very nice robe. I don't know why I continue to buy.
Oh, yeah. Robes. You have a really nice like faux fur robe.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't need any more robes.
You do not need any more robes.
No. That was one of the top three gifts Ryan's ever gotten me. It was a good one.
That is a solid gift.
Yeah.
I love that.
He hates it.
Did you pick it out or did he pick it out on his own? Because if he picked it out on his own, I would be very impressed.
I don't think I picked it out.
Really?
I don't think.
Wow.
I don't think. I can't remember, though, because I think he got it at Bed Bath & Beyond, and I don't typically browse Bed Bath & Beyond, so.
I, like, forget Bed Bath & Beyond exists sometimes.
I only know it exists because you can get the Starbucks Nespresso pods there.
Oh, I do want to get a Nespresso machine. I think you've turned me on to the Nespresso machines.
I don't know. I think I would suggest just getting an espresso machine.
Okay. And not with, like...
And not, like, Nespresso.
Okay. But Keurig also came out with... it's kind of the same thing. Like, it comes with, like, the steamer or, like, the frother whatever. And it's kind of, like, set up that the same way. I think it might be the same price, if not more expensive. And I like it because, like, my mom had it. But I'm like, I don't know. Because I do need a new coffee maker.
I don't know. It's conflicting. Because the Nespresso is not cheap. Like, to actually brew the coffee, it's not cheap. It's cheaper than going to Starbucks every day.
Right.
But if you got an actual espresso machine and got either ground espresso or your own beans to grind, and
that sounds like a lot of work.
I mean, it is, but that will save you money. Like, that will be significantly cheaper than, like, the pods for the Nespresso are like $1 a piece. Oh. Like, that's what it evens out to.
Oh.
And there's like some things on Amazon where you can get like a refillable pod.
Okay.
But I mean,
I guess I like the Keurig and the fact that, like, I could literally go anywhere. And, like, if Weggie's has coffee that I want to try,
yeah,
I can get that. Or, like, Martin's or yeah, wherever I'm at. Or Target. Target had a cinnamon vanilla coffee, and I wish I would have bought it. It sounded really good. But I've never dabbled.
I've tried their coffee rim before because I was also intrigued. And
not good?
No.
Okay, then maybe I'll just skip it.
I would.
Because it was a big box. So, like, it's a commitment. And I don't want to buy a huge box of coffee.
I just feel like coffee out of a Keurig always tastes weird to me.
It definitely, I think it has a taste, like, for sure. Like, I don't know if it's weird, but you can tell the difference, I think, between, like, Keurig coffee and, like, I don't know. I do love an OG, like, pot of coffee.
Same.
But I just don't want to fuck with a pot of coffee. Like, I don't want to buy, like.
Then maybe you need the Ninja coffee bar. I think that's what you need. Also an investment, but.
But can I do like any type of pod in it?
No. But you can do, you would use regular coffee. This episode is just turning into a debate on coffee pods. I hope you're here for it.
Yeah.
But
enjoy, guys. I hope you're appreciating this.
I also have this. That's a coffee pot I got.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't that one of your Walmart?
Well, I upgraded. So I initially bought, I can give you that if you want.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, this new Ninja coffee bar, you can do like a single cup of coffee. You can do a pot of coffee. You can do a half pot of coffee. You can do cold brew. You can do all the things.
Ooh.
You can do iced tea. You can do a rich brew. You can do all of it.
Okay, you might be selling me on this then, because I've been buying cold brew to have in the mornings because I have to start my day off with a hot cup of coffee. Regardless of the temp, I need a hot cup of coffee as my first cup, and then I can do iced or cold brew or whatever the rest of the day. So I've been buying cold brew because I don't like making iced coffee in a Keurig. I don't think it tastes good.
No.
Tastes like shit.
So you can do, you can do cold brew or over ice brew. The cold brew takes a little longer to brew because, you know, the water and whatever.
Yeah.
And you can do like a pot of it.
Nice. Oh God. Could you imagine? I could just be up for 4 days straight.
You could.
Just be like a little Coke.
Or binge. You could just make it and then put it into your fridge.
Like, that's true. I guess
probably
I don't
a normal
have to
person
drink it all at one time.
No. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay. All right. I'm also on the lookout for a bed. So,
bitch, I have told you 4 different places to go buy a fucking bed.
I know. I need to. Because I don't know. Like, I feel like I should just, I feel like I need to be on it. Like, do I need to test it out? I don't know. Because I thought about ordering one online. And then I'm like, I don't know. Because what if I get it and I hate it?
Yeah.
But then I could go to your shady furniture lady, maybe, and see what she has available. Or is that shady furniture place by Leetees? I don't know. Do they get mattresses?
I don't think.
They might get a bed frame. I need the whole shebang. I need the whole production. I am sleeping on a futon right now. True rags to riches story.
It looks like a bed.
It does look like a bed. I've tried very hard to make it look like a bed. It is nice. But like, so there's the divot where like you have to put it together.
Yeah.
You should have seen me trying to drunkenly put it back together the other night at like 2 a.m. It was really precious. So like at night, like, cause, and I bought like a foam, like mattress topper to put on top of it, which helps, but there's still the crack in the middle of the futon. And I think it's giving me back pain.
Probably. That sounds like a problem.
So I do need to upgrade here soon. That's probably my next large investment.
My tooth is acting up here.
Oh God. When are you getting your root canal? The people need to know.
April 23rd.
Perfect.
8 a.m.
So not too far away.
Something's really fucked up here.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
Does it hurt?
Only when I chew.
So all the time?
I think a piece of my tooth may have chipped off.
Oh, God.
Wow, this episode is really just going rogue here. Talking about coffee pots and broken teeth. Anyways.
Love that. I mean, obviously our audience knows kind of what to expect at this point. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Are you well, man? Did you, oh, was that a piece of your tooth?
I don't know what that is, honestly. I don't think it's my tooth.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So Nikki Ray won't mind that I share this story.
Okay.
Do you remember, speaking of chipping teeth, do you remember? Okay. So we were tailgating at a Penn State game and she had an iced tea in one hand, right? She had something to mix the vodka with, and I can't remember what it was. I think it was iced tea. But anyway, so she's just carrying around this bottle of like whipped vodka. And which literally makes me want to die. So she's walking around with it and she's taking a drink out of like the vodka and then like taking like a chaser. And I remember, and we all witnessed it. She took a swig out of this vodka bottle and chipped her tooth. And it wasn't even like a small chip. Like she chipped her fucking tooth.
She did.
We saw it in action. We saw the tooth on the vodka bottle, or the piece of tooth on the vodka bottle.
I think that was the same game that I caught my hair on fire.
It may have been.
I think so.
There's been a lot of traumatic experiences at Penn State games.
There have been. That was the day. So Ryan does not attend football games if it's in hunting season. So basically
the whole football season.
Basically the whole football season. And one of my favorite pastimes is to spend an absurd amount of money to go to the Penn State Ohio State game.
Yes, we love it.
And I'm so drunk. I caught my hair on fire. My phone was malfunctioning that day. I text him. I said, you need to come get me. And then my phone shuts off. And he's like, this fucking bitch. He's like, do I actually have to go get her? Like, is she well? What's going on?
Is she alive?
There was a lot happening.
There was so much happening. Oh, God. I was so fucked up that game.
Same.
And I remember... You know it's a good game, like, when the game is over and you look back in, like, the stands and you see somebody just vomit all over the stands.
Yes. There was, so the ticket I bought, a lot of, like, Ohio State fans bought the ticket, and this man.
We need to find this man. Can we locate him, please?
This man.
Help us find.
I don't know how I came to know his name was Jerry. I don't know how that happened. But anyways, I refer to him as Ohio State Jerry. This motherfucker pulls out a bottle of Captain Morgan, doesn't say anything to me. He's not like, hey, do you want a shot? Literally just pulls it out of his coat pocket, hands it to me. I take a shot and I hand it back and it just kept happening. And
oh,
it was,
God.
It well, just, things were not good for a long time. It just was not good.
Nobody was well.
I have a picture of him somewhere and like a panorama shot.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Ohio State Jerry.
He's kind of a creeper. I know this is surprising that he's a creeper and just handing me.
But I feel like if your name's Jerry,
yeah,
like, I kind of would
come...
You
got to fit in a stereotype there, for sure.
It would come with the territory.
Yeah.
That's very... It's very interesting. Oh, Captain Morgan. That's on the list of many things that
I
has
cannot
just done
drink
me dirty.
Liquor for a long time. A long time.
After your Long Island iced tea night?
Yeah. There's just, I can't drink any liquor for quite some time.
I was at the store yesterday and I looked at the case and I used to love, like, I don't like Bud Light. I think it tastes awful, but like Bud Light Orange, I fucked with it for a while. Like, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought it tasted so good. I loved a little citrus pop. It was fantastic, but I got so violently ill one time on it. Like, I can't have it anymore. Also, PSA, Michelob Ultra has come out with seltzers because everybody's making a fucking seltzer now. Yeah. And I was really intrigued. I bought a whole pack because there is a spicy pineapple flavor. It really sounded up my alley. Not good.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Do work. Not purchase the pack. Do not let them bamboozle you. I mean, I'll probably drink it this weekend because it's Easter Eve, our created holiday.
Yeah.
It's better than Easter.
It is better than Easter. Hmm. So, well, if I drink anything, it's going to have to be beer because...
I did buy some Light Skies because I need like a safe, like,
I don't even know.
You can you not drink them anymore?
I mean, I just think, I don't know. I mean, I could drink them again. Just, I don't know that right now. I think my body just like cannot take in any like alcohols really.
No toxins.
Maybe like a Miller Lite.
Which is, yeah.
Or Coors Light that's like water, but.
Well, I almost bought Coors Light because I was like, I just want a beer to have. I would have bought my Old Faithful Icy Light, but Weiss doesn't carry it, which doesn't, is kind of surprising.
That is weird. Yeah, I don't know. I just need to like, the Long Island's really was a traumatic incident. I was begging Ryan to take me to the hospital. maybe someday I'll pull up the video of him. Or of him recording me.
Those pictures that you sent me are so funny.
Well, I did not think the video was very funny.
I didn't see the video.
No one is going to see the video.
Maybe one day it'll resurface.
Doubtful.
Maybe one drunken evening. Oh, speaking, okay, going everywhere here. I was on a TikTok and I wanted to send it to you, but I forgot. There is a Hannah Montana Power Hour.
I sent this to you, motherfucker.
Did you send it to me? I didn't open it.
This morning, I sent it to you.
No, you didn't. Shut up. I didn't open it yet. I saw that you sent me one. We have the same For You page. We have to.
Well, I don't think I have an account.
Well, you still have a For You page.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, I think I just get, like, all the, like, generic things.
We got to do the Hannah Montana Power Hour sometime. Maybe in the near future. I mean, I have a new pad now. You can come over here so we don't have to annoy Ryan all the time.
Ryan did say today, he's like, thank God you can now go over to Danny's house. You don't have to get drunk here all the time.
Yeah, he was not amused. So you can come here now.
That's true. But then he'd probably have to pick me up, which he also.
Well, you can stay here.
That's true.
I've stayed at your place. True. I don't have an extra bedroom, but there's the couch upstairs. There is a couch somewhere underneath all the stuff that we have. So we have two couches. We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. We can figure it out. Sometime here.
We have a fire pit, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that you could have a fire here.
I don't think that you can.
Okay.
Because I asked. I was like, can we get a fire pit? Mm. And she's like, I don't think we're allowed, but I have one. So if we wait, because our one neighbor, I think, is older.
Oh.
So we may have to wait till she goes to bed. Because gotcha. She, I guess, complained about the last neighbors that were here because they would have fires all the time.
Okay.
I also wanted to get a kiddie pool, which may still happen. I might put it out there, and that's where I'll be this summer.
Okay. You know, why not? I support a kiddie pool. I have one.
I think it's very necessary.
Yes.
We can get drunk in a kiddie pool. Or we can bring your kiddie pool over. We could have two kiddie pools going.
My kiddie pool's big.
Oh. Interesting. Is it an inflatable one?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's like the long, like...
Oh, okay. It's one of those.
Ones. Yeah.
Those are nice.
Yeah. Target gets some pretty bougie ones in, though, like, in the summer. They have, like, the cute ones.
Oh, I may need to get one.
Yeah, it's like an adult kiddie pool.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The vibes.
The vibes. I'm still salty that my neighbors, like, I mean, I don't have, like, a huge yard, but it's a decent yard.
You have a pretty decent yard. Like, your yard's pretty big.
So, my neighbors, like, across from me, like, straight across from me, they have a real pool. Legitimate pool.
Oh, that's right. Are you friends with them?
No. So
you need to be friends with them.
No. They have like a surplus of grandchildren, like so many grandchildren, and like all their kids and their grandchildren will come over like all day in the summer and swim. These motherfuckers watched me struggle, blow up my kiddie pool, fill my kiddie pool, tend to my fucking devil dog, and try to drink a White Claw. And never once did they invite me to their legitimate swimming pool.
That's so rude.
Very rude.
Because there's a bunch of people there. What's one more person?
I mean, I probably would not have gone over because there's, like, children everywhere. And, like, again, another story for another day. But they watched me struggle. They could have at least been like, hey, do you just want to, like, pop in our pool? Like, our real pool?
Right.
No.
Rude.
Ad break. If you're a loyal listener to the Sendhel podcast, you know that we're two bitches that love to shop. And if you're new here, then I'm sure you've picked up on that. We love to find the deals, and we're here to help you find the deals on clothing we love and wear ourselves. We recently discovered the Mud Honeys Boutique, and they're based out of Kentucky. They make custom t-shirts that we both love at super affordable prices. And they only release a limited number of custom graphic t-shirts and sweatshirts, so you know that you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece. and they offer so many other cute pieces and accessories too. Check out their website, shopthemudhoneys.com, and use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Again, use our promo code SENDHELP15 for 15% off of your purchase. Now back to the show. Oh, so we do have some polls we can go to this summer.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And Jeremy invited, he said that I could come to his poll, and he has a nice poll, so like we could go over there like during the days.
True, and same thing with Haley's mom's. Haley's mom is always down to get day drunk. And
oh, that's my favorite pastime.
I have spent many days there getting hammered.
So we're definitely going to have to do that. That's happening.
Yes.
Love it.
I think I'm going to get a pass for Del Grosso's as well.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
So, yeah, I think it's like $90.
Okay.
But you can bring a friend Monday through Friday for like $10.
Oh, so we could go. We could sneak some alky in there.
Or we could just pregame and then.
And then go to the float, the Lazy River.
The Lazy River, yeah.
I love that for us.
I do too. And I was thinking about it because all of my friends basically have children. And they are all going to Del Grosso's because we all live pretty close to Del Grosso's. And I'm like, you know, I'll just be the fun aunt.
I love
I'll
that.
Play game. I'll hop in your minivan. You can take me on down. I'll float with the kids and then I can go home.
Right.
A slice of pizza, go home.
I love that. You know, you get them ice cream. They'll love you forever.
I know. The fun aunt. That's what I'm here for.
I love that so much. Can we talk about, okay, so I don't think we talked about it in the last episode. So Steph and I both had this moment. It was so funny. We were driving through the neighborhood by the country club.
Yes.
This is so funny. And there were two kids outside. And the one kid was like almost naked, right? Like didn't have a lot of clothes on.
No.
And was climbing on top of this like car.
Literally on top of like crawling. Like on top of the vehicle.
And you could just hear them from the car. Like as we were passing, you could hear them from the car. This child is just rogue. Like just a wild animal on top of this car. We both looked at each other at the same time, like just simultaneously, and just went,
no.
we can't do it. Like just,
no.
I just,
like that'll, oh my God. Traumatic.
It's so traumatic.
Like, legit, like we're not exaggerating. She was literally
on top of this car,
on the car,
screaming like a wild animal.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. Where are your parents? I saw no adult in sight.
No, I think the mom was like trying to clean the car.
Oh, okay.
Because
I only saw the two kids and I was just like, oh my God. I'm like, is there liquid birth control? Can I drink it as well as take it? No. Oh my God. It was just so funny though that we just literally looked at each other at the exact same time. We're like, absolutely not.
That was a lot. Yeah. But then I was, like, weird because, like, my one friend, Brooke, she just had another baby. And, like, I love her kids. Like, they are so, like, I enjoy being around them most of the time.
There are some kids I don't mind.
Okay. The ones, like, kind of banshee, but okay. We can handle it.
Some kids are definitely better than others. I mean, I'm not around children that much, which is probably for the greater good of everyone. But there are definitely kids that are better than other kids.
That was a lot.
It was very traumatic. And I think we are into our final segment, the one that we kind of missed out on last week, but it's okay. Live from the Fishbowl.
We have Make Me Better by Fabulous and Neo.
Oh, Make Me Better. Once you sing it, then I know it. I feel like some of these, like with the title, I'm like, I don't know what it is. Fabulous.
And Neo.
Oh, Neo. Neo has some bangers.
Neo.
Oh, did you know that Fabulous began rapping when he was a senior in high school?
Interesting.
He's 43 years old. I feel like there's things of, like, I feel like I hear Fabulous's name a good bit. I love his Insta handle, My Fabulous Life.
Neo is 41.
Okay. He loves to ski. A lot of skiing photos on his Instagram. Oh, we can book him. This is another artist. We need to make a list and we're just going to inquire. I just want to know. We'll send it from the podcast, like email. We'll just make a general, you know, hey, Would love to have you at my backyard banger.
Oh, I think he's part of Def Jam Records.
Okay.
Oh, I think he does online shows. Yeah. He does visual concerts. I love that. $8.99 a ticket.
That's a deal.
A deal.
Neo, I think, has a newer record.
Does he?
I think so.
I'm looking him up on the gram.
Good Man.
Oh.
Don't know how recent, but he is selling merch in the album on his website.
Oh. Neo always has a fedora on, and I really appreciate that about him.
Me too. I agree with that.
I love that a lot. So they're both just doing the damn thing.
They're doing all right.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's the end of the episode. Thanks for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.